Welcome to the, what is this, the 13th episode of OMG Craft? Oh my gosh, if you are suspicious, don't worry. We have a really, really good episode lined up for you. And you specifically, the one that is sitting in front of your computer with Minecraft open to the side, about ready to play a game, this is made specifically for you. I love you in a deep way that is probably illegal because you're probably underage, which is very unfortunate. Anyway, we are going to get into all sorts of Minecraft stuff this episode. We are going to cover some news, and then we are going to get into what I like to call Meta Minecraft, the game within a game. Wow, that camera was way further away than I expected. I thought that I set that camera up. I didn't. This is what the rest of the studio looks like, folks. That's unfortunate. Anyway, let's cut back to a slightly closer in camera. What do I mean by a game inside of a game? We're going to be playing games that have been built inside of Minecraft that mimic other games inside of Minecraft. So, you've seen a mod that turns Minecraft into Zelda. Well, that would be a perfect example of what we're going to cover today. We're not going to cover that one because that one became very popular and also involves a mod that I don't want to get into. But that is what we're going to cover. But before we do, let's get into my favorite segment of the show, news. This week, the 1.4.4 pre-release was given to us. This is sort of like a snapshot, but it's not. It is a pre-release, so next week, around the middle of the week, they will push this out live. Your client will update. And what is included in this 1.4.4 release? Well, mostly bug fixes. We have a ton of bug fixes, including you will no longer see flying squids. Unfortunately, RIP flying squids. I loved to run through the game and find flying squids everywhere. They will no longer be found, as well as torches. Remember when you like placed torches on a wall and you were like, you know what, it should go right there. Place a torch. And then it was like, you know what, I know that you want me to go there. I'm going to go actually like jump over here. That no longer happens. Bug fixed. What else? We got... where am I? I'm lost. Here we are. The tab, you know, if you were on Mac running some stuff and you wanted a tab to work, that wouldn't work. Unless if you were in full screen mode, which you had to hold down function and alt at the same time and then hit F11 to go into full screen mode, which didn't make sense, and then tab would work. Well, now it works on Mac. That bug tracking log that they rolled out last week seems to be really, really helping with the amount of fixes that they throw our way. Thank you to Mojang for fixing all the bugs that were just kind of minor annoyances that we thought that we had to live with. But now, hey, they're getting fixed. That is what the 1.4 pre-release, which next week will be a release, is all about. On top of that, the cards that I talked about the other day where you could walk into a Target and buy a card for the game that wasn't actually the game, but you could go and it was a redeem card. Those are now available in store. So if you want to buy your loved ones, your friends, a copy of Minecraft, you can go into a Target, Walmart, and go ahead and pick one of those up. Also a Best Buy, because, you know, they're kind of agnostic. They don't care what store is your favorite, as long as you go buy one. Finally, Mojang wants to know what you think about the game. They have included a fun little survey, which I had a lot of fun taking. Some of my favorite questions include, these are the normal ones. How do you play Minecraft? I play on a PC and a Mac, and nope, don't play any of the other ones. Some other, like, what type of players are you? But my favorite is, what does Notch keep under his hat? And what is hiding in Jeb's ponytail? Specifically to me, God, what do I think is hiding in Jeb's ponytail? Probably, I would say angels, and good things. What's some other good things? Jeb is my favorite person. Yeah, let me just I love you, Jeb. With some hearts. There you go. Yeah, just for Jeb. I'm sure that Jeb specifically reads all of these surveys, right? I hope so, Jeb. Anyway, now that we are done with that survey and Minecraft knows, Mojang knows everything about me, that is actually the end of news. And this week we have a really, really, really fun end of news graphic. You may, if you are an OMGCraft faithful, you know that every once in a while, the producers that really make the show happen, T2 and Cheeto, decide to go all out and create an end of news graphic in my Google Doc that I use to help run the show. Cheeto made this one. Pretty insane. You got some Minecraft characters. They're playing some Team Fortress 2. There's an engineer in there. There's a demo man. You have even a Cheeto in the corner that is a fire. I don't even know how I'm able to afford these guys. Truly, it's because I don't pay them. I just pay them in thanks. So thank you, guys. So now on to the big thing of the episode. We are in Meta Minecraft, the game inside of a game. I've said it already. The first game that I want to show off is Bomberman. Everyone, do you remember I played Bomberman back? I had a Game Boy, a normal Game Boy, and you play Bomberman. You know, I had four buttons. Anyway, you can play it now in Minecraft. This is a disco creation. You're just going to head over to the show notes, go follow the links to the download link, and it's a single player world. So here I am. Let me go ahead and jump in to a Bomberman. When you start off, you're sort of in this little room here that has a few chests and then a button. All of these chests are full of TNT because this is Bomberman, as you know. Tons and tons of TNT. So we're just going to grab a few of these. Two stacks is really plenty. Then you're going to hit the button and you are going to descend into the map that is Bomberman. On top of that, some sand is going to fall from the ceiling, sealing you in. And the game has already started. So let me go ahead and throw down some TNT. You throw down TNT on top of the obsidian, and then it will light. Okay, so I got hurt a little bit. There are also, of course, in the game, the bad guys, the zombies. Hey, zombies, how's it going? I missed. Okay, well, I died. So, if you die, you're just gonna grab some more TNT, hit the button, go back in. And you can see, kind of see the map. Now, the point of this game is to find a key, which you have to place in the map. I'm really not that great at this game. Which you have to place in the map, near this big red arrow. So I'm right now searching for the key that will allow me. You can also pick up some potions on the way. I'll go ahead and drink this potion. I believe this is a potion. Oh, geez. And put that down. Hey guys, enjoy the TNT. Yeah. And so now I'm currently looking for the key. Now, technically, I could jump over that, but technically, I can't jump over that, is what I meant to say. And crap, I thought the key would be here. Wow, that really screwed up. We had to destroy the key because that would be lame. Wow, I don't see it. Oh, crap. Let's look in other places. The key is actually just a redstone torch. Get out of here! I found a gold now. And then you place the redstone torch. Ah, crap. Wow, I really can't drop TNT. And then you place the redstone torch in the receptacle over on the other side. It may be that I, in my excessive TNT explosions, destroyed the key. I know that it hasn't despawned yet. So if that happens, you can actually jump up here and see the redistribute key button. Go ahead and hit that. Technically, if you're playing with someone else, they should probably do this for you. And you shouldn't do it yourself. Oop, hello. Oh, look, I found the key. Look at that. Oh, wait, no, did I already have it in my inventory? Holy Jesus. It looks like I have two of them. I picked it up earlier, and I didn't even notice it. I was looking at the ground, not in my inventory. That's lame. Anyway, then you put it there. You win. You can jump down this hole here, and you get, whoa, rainbows, and you fall into nothingness. Wonderful. Then you start again, and there are seven levels to this map. You can hit it again and go into Bomberman all again. Get another round of sand drops, and you play it just like you did before. Now, that is Bomberman by Disco. Next, one of your childhood favorite games. You probably played this. I would say... Oops, I meant to hit edit server. You probably played this a bunch of times with your friends. A scientific bunch of times with your friends. And to help me in this game, I have actually recruited a few friends. Demon5 and Curly and Cheeto. And then T2 is going to be spectating. This is Hungry Hungry Hippos, but in Minecraft. So we start off in this nice little spawn world. Looks like Cheeto and T2 are both searching for me. Was they're spinning around. And then once you're in this, each person chooses a color. I'm obviously going to choose red. I don't know why I would choose such a color of redness, but I definitely need to choose red. It looks like Curly is going to choose green. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Cheeto is going to turn yellow, like his hair, and Demon5 is going to hang out here in the corner like he's sad. He looks really interesting. I bet that he decided, apparently he went to the bathroom. Oh, it looks like he's back. Hey, look at that. Okay, let's jump. Hey, Chad, he says, let's jump into this game. We're going to jump down into the bottom of the hippos, just like this. Once you're down here, you grab some supplies, a fishing rod, of course, maybe a few. So once you're down here, the game is going to work just like Hungry Hungry Hippos. You're going to hit start, and then you are going to use your fishing rods to pull the pigs into your side of the map. So let's get straight into it. Let's go ahead and hit the start button. And here come all the pigs, and we are going to grab... I got one in, and if you want to, step away from all of the action. I can screw up my opponents by hitting... So now Cheeto has to get over the barrier that I set for him. Let me... And the skill of this game happens with trying to be able to grab the pigs in an appropriate manner. Get over to my side. In an appropriate manner, and got one. Woohoo! Okay, I'm gonna screw up Curly now and deal with that. And it looks like he's getting too many pigs. Oh, what? He got like two pigs at once. Oh, and my fishing rod died. That's why they give you a whole bunch. Demon 5 wins. How many pigs did you need? two, apparently. Okay, well, he wins the first one. Good game. Apparently you need 8 pigs. Okay, kid, play again? Let's do it. Reset. Oh, you can see the amount... It's probably a bad idea. You can see the amount of pigs that someone has with the score beneath their name. I wish there was a way for me to see... Whoa, floating sword. And let's go ahead and play. And here we go. Ow, oh, crap. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, I'm at a disadvantage. Oh, jeez. Oh, man. I got to run back to my side. Pro tip, don't jump into the hole. That'd be a bad thing. I bet that I'm still going to win, though. Let me get that and screw up that one. And... Get in. Hey, you, get in. Hey, you, get in. Hey, you, in. Nice. Okay, and you, in. No, you, in.
Yeah.
Oh, God dang it, the second time? Really a second time? Okay, that's not even cool. Jeez. I still feel like I got a lot of pigs in that time, and I could possibly win if I didn't do that again. How many did I have? I needed 3 more to win. I feel like I could have done it. But good job, Cheeto. Good job, Demon 5. This is the obvious... I feel like I keep giving myself points every time I do that. Look, there are all the fishing rods from before I dropped. Oh my gosh. So that is Pig Fishing Tournament. You can check that out for yourself if you head on over to our show notes. This is what the forum page looks like. This was created by, it looks like, Hypixel, because it is on Hypixel.net. But a lot of fun. Rezeus was the one who posted it on the forums. I may be incorrect of the person who created this. But the next map we have for you is a really, really fun one. This is called Stackopolis. This is based off of the Flash game that you may have seen around the nets, where you're given a map in a grid, and you have to match the grid to that map and create up a a structure. And so in the beginning of the game, you're given sort of an algorithm or a map to follow, and that is what this game is all about. So enough of me jabbering on. Let's get straight into it. This is the lobby that you're going to spawn in. Each player has their own area. I believe that our players have jumped into their area. Of course, I'm red. There's Demon 5. There's Cheeto. Looks like T2 is here. And to activate your side, you hit the lever, and then that opens up a door that you're going to run down. You jump in here, you grab a shovel, maybe a few, and these are going to be used to break up the unwanted blocks in your grid. And then you hit the button, you're going to be lowered into your side, and you get a chance to look at your algorithm. So it looks like mine, so I got, you know, a few ones, and then I got some more interesting, like, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 2, 3. That's going to be difficult. But I do know that these first, it's 3 and then 6, they're going to be empty. And then a kind of a snake of a 1. So I'm going to say that I'm ready. I'm going to go ahead and say that I'm ready to play this game. And let me go ahead and equip my shovel, because that would be who of me to do. Oh, it looks like it's already started. Okay, here we go. So I know that this needs to be like that. I had, what was it, three? Yeah, three. So here we go. I'm going to throw down these right here. And a two, three, four, crap, and five, and four, and now we go this way. So now I need to get rid of everything over here, because this is three, and then by three by six. Get rid of some more blocks. We got one, two, three, four, five. Shoot. Not a block I meant to not get rid of. And put that there, and okay, so then we needed three, two, two, three, four. Crap, that was not one that I wanted. Three, four, five. What are we at? One, two, three, four, five. Four, three, two, and I'm done. I hope that I hit this button, because I haven't played this game before. I think that is my cube. Yeah, heck yeah. I think I did it. Wonderful. Awesome. Whoa. Whoa, what's happening? This is actually the first time that I have beaten this game, so I get to jump in this red hole. Woo! And I die, and then I respawn in the lobby, and it looks like I didn't get the point. I screwed up somehow. Everyone else got the point except for me, and you can hear the TNT. I think I screwed up. Everyone got a point except for me. You can hear TNT going off, which is causing my client to lag just a little bit. And I'm all frozen. There we go. So everyone else got a point because I screwed up. Hey, how's it going? I didn't get one because I did something wrong. And anyway, that is how you play Stackopolypse. It is awesome and cool, and you can play it with up to four players on your own server. So I truly think that you should go check that out. Now, for the instead of my three favorite picks for the end of the show, we have a special treat. We are going to play some PvP with my favorite person in the whole wide world, Brian Brushwood. How are you doing?
Oh my God, I'm so in over my head, man. I know a thing or two about Team Fortress 2. I know total bupkis about Minecraft. I'm just glad. I apparently just died of starvation already.
Oh, man. Okay, well, hopefully some of our mods in the server can help you out. This is the perfect segment for Meta Minecraft, the thing that this episode is all about. A game inside of a game, because you've played Team Fortress 2 a lot, but you haven't played Minecraft so much.
Well, that's the weird part. It's this uncanny valley. Like, I see elements that should be familiar to me, but then it's in this, you know, awesome Lego world. But, I mean, I've played enough Minecraft to know how to walk around, and it's very, you know, traditional in that regard. But I'm so curious to see how you can bring a Team Fortress 2 experience to a game like Minecraft.
Right. So let me go ahead and start off with this map. First off, this map was made by Seth Bling and Hypixel. When you start off, and you can see that we have a whole bunch of people joining us in this map for today, because you can play this at 8, I believe, 6x6 or 12 on 12. You can play with a whole bunch of people. So we have a lot of folks joining us in our game today. You start off in a lobby, and it is divided into a red side and a blue side. And this lobby, and in fact, the entire game uses a lot of new features that are in Minecraft 1.2. One of them being the command block. So if I run over to this randomized team block and I hit the button, it's actually going to throw everyone into one side or the other. And once we load up into our sides, it looks like we're all stuck
just,
on...
You just positioned us onto one side.
There, exactly. So everyone stay on your sides. It looks like I'm on blue. Look, Brian, you're with us. Right now you're on a Steve skip. Get back over there, Crazy Razor. Get over there. I saw you were on the other side. Jeez.
Cheater.
So this uses some of the command blocks. And then once we're ready to start the game, you can hit the start game button. And when that happens, if you look down into this little area, this door will open once the game starts, and you can choose your class just like you can inside of Team Fortress 2. There are all the classes in the game, and they are distinguished by the helmets that you're wearing on your head. So you might think, well, how the heck is a spy going to work in Minecraft Team Fortress 2? Well, the spy can turn invisible, and then he has helmets for every class. It uses the new leather armor that is differently colored. So the only rules of the game are that once you join, you should probably throw on your armor as fast as possible so that you know which side you're on. And then you play Team Fortress. You're sitting there. This is the game play mode where you are trying to capture control points and then move forward. In this type of game, there are only two control points for the side, and there is no flip-flopping. Once you're on defense or offense, that's the side that you stay with. So let's go ahead and start this game. I guess that... I will do the honors and hit the start button. Everyone on your respective sides, we have a few moderators who are helping us make this game happen. Thank you T2, thank you Pants, and thank you Cheeto for really making this happen. Let's go ahead and start the game. Everyone, please stay on your correct sides. It looks like T2 hit the button, and you can see in chat the mission is about ready to begin. And everyone is going to walk into the room. So, Brian, I think that you're in. Are you in? There you are.
I'm trying to walk in.
There you go. There you go. Are you inside?
No.
Not yet.
No.
You're the next. Mr. Bob McBob needs to choose a class, and then you'll be next.
Oh, this is an interesting kind of workaround clues in order to get
absolutely.
Everyone. Gotcha.
Right. So, yeah. Unfortunately, there you go. Now choose whichever class you want to be.
How do I move?
Well, you can't. So in here, there's a button below the thing, and go ahead and right click the button of the class that you want to be.
There we go. Oh, I did.
Perfect. So now it's my turn. I'm going to go ahead and choose the secret class of Pyro. Now, when you are spawned, you're spawned with armor. So go ahead and hit E to go into your inventory.
All right. Got
and
it.
And then you can, if you want, shift-click your armor or just drop your armor into place on your character.
Oh, okay. So shift-click is what places it on all the appropriate parts. There
right.
we go.
Right. Sweet. You're looking hot. Hot and fancy.
Right on.
Nice.
You got leather pants.
Now, then your hot bar at the bottom, you can quickly select any of those with your scroll wheel.
Okay. Oh, so I got to put those back on the hot bar.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah, that's yeah, exactly.
Now, do I have to put the bow and the arrow on the hot bar?
No. So every bow in this game comes with the enchantment of infinity. Normally, when you fire a bow, it's going to use up the amount of arrows that are in your inventory. But because each bow in this game has the enchantment of infinity, all you need is one arrow in your inventory anywhere. So I would pretty much... just say, put that somewhere off. Now, you can see in the chat that we are counting down. And so now the game has started. And we have to go.
Oh, my God. Recognize the map all of a sudden.
Absolutely. This is a Team Fortress 2 map. This
and it's
is Dust Bowl.
Down because I'm the heavy. Oh, this is amazing.
Right. So you're moving slow. And you have a diamond sword, the best sword in the game. So we just captured the first control point. We've added time to the map. And we're also the blue team. So if we see any of the ugly, smelly red team, Make sure you kill him. I'm going to hang out with you, see how you do.
Let's not be on fire.
I see Demon Root 5 over there. It looks like we're trying to capture the control point. Oh, we did. We did. So we captured the second control point. And now what we're doing is we're being dropped into Oblivion so that we will respawn in the new location. So that was a really fast game.
Yeah, dude.
And if you want to, on this map, you can actually go over to the corner here, and there is a button to change... change your class and team. So I'm actually going to hit that, and it drops you into Oblivion once again. And then you respawn over here so that I can jump back into which team are you on, Brian?
On blue.
Blue, good. Okay, good. I'm going to choose a different team. Let's choose this one.
Are you going dirty red? You're turning into a damn.
No, I'm blue. I'm still blue. But now I'm a scout.
All right.
And the scout, it looks like the mission started. There you are.
Yeah. Man, this is usually a tough one because they hammer you right when you come out. Oh, my God, this is so surreal.
Isn't this crazy?
Yeah. I'm taking this sneaky backside route, which I always take. I'm going to give a hand to Snowshoe. Oh, get it. Go, Cheeto, go. You got it.
I'm trying to get rid of Drucifer here. I'm going to use my crazy scout. Oh, I died.
All that fire, man?
That would be the demo man who's throwing all the potions. And then there is a pyro, and he shoots fire arrows, and then when he hits you with his sword, he causes fire damage.
Yeah. All right. Now, so how do I correct, I'm sorry, Bob. I shot you in the back. Turn off friendly fire in this.
No, yeah, you have friendly fire on all the time. And in fact, I'm gonna try to use my scout skills to just bounce out of here and jump.
Right. So, how do you correct for the arrow dropping over time? Like, how far?
That's a skill you gotta learn.
Well, all of a sudden I regret being the heavy.
Yeah. Now, the cool thing that the heavy does is he has extra life, he moves a little slower, but his sword, his melee weapon, is way better than anyone else's.
iPod Parf would let me get close enough to kill him. Come on, Captain of Outer Space. What?
iPod is really a good player. Meow.
Dude, McGurk is just disappointed in you. Dang it. I got nothing. I'm going to respawn now. I'm going to switch to a different class. I'll be a scout.
Scout's fun. Now, I'm going to go get some health here. Let me figure out where I go.
Wow, it is amazing how fast you adapt to be able to do it. Oh, I was about to go to the wrong side. I'm blue, so I got to go to the blue room, and I'm going to click on...
So it's kind of... what's the word? Here's some health. So when you land on the health, it just throws some out. And the redstone lamp that
ask, how do I what's the it's not tab. What do I do to enter the to arm?
Oh,
myself?
Right click. Oh, shift click to quickly put on armor.
No. Like I can't even open freaking Drew.
You can't even open up what?
Inventory. What's the button?
E.
Okay, yeah, I never would have come across
that. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. This is just part of the problem of me being an idiot who doesn't know.
No. I mean, you are used to playing Team Fortress 2, not Minecraft. And so this was the litmus test.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm down, just slow. Slow and stupid wins the race, so I'm told. Oh, I like being fast.
Yeah, being a scout is really a nice... I'm going to go ahead and drink my strength potion because I don't think I'm going to be able to get around to it once I get into battle.
That's the only thing.
So you, as a scout, have a strength potion with you. When you drink it, it's going to slow you down, but then all of your melee hits will be way better than before.
And you right-click to activate it?
Yeah. Oop, and I died. I decided to rush. Yeah, you right click to drink it, and you have to hold down right click and wait. Okay. Yeah, wait until the bottle is empty.
Got it. Now I'm strong.
There you go. And if you hit E again, you can see what enchantments you're.
Eat that, Captain from Outer Space, Captain of Outer Space. I got your whole movie round. I die. Spawn. So when you respawn, you don't have to rearm everything.
No, everything's back, and that is the beauty of the command blocks that are using to. This is a new thing in the game. Before, it was much more complicated to set this up. Say again.
How come you're so fast? You just blew past me. I'm a scout.
Oh. That's, ow. I'm getting screwed up by someone on my own team. Bob McBob, you're on my team, and you just killed me.
What's up? Come get the scout. You guys got nothing. What's up, Reddies?
So you
got to get your hands on me.
So what? You're using WASDA to move around, right?
Yeah, sure.
Double tap the W button. And you will move twice as fast.
Well, that's a little detail you might have dropped earlier.
Yep. Sorry about that.
Wow, man. Crazy fast. Whoa, I took falling damage?
Yeah, you do. That is something that the normal game doesn't do. Let me get some health here. Oop. And we're back to the fight. To the fight. Bob McBob is a disaster.
Our space. Died again. Hey, we should play as a team instead of me just running it.
Okay, where are you?
I'm back respawn because I died.
Oh, cowgirl screwed me up. Where are you? I'll wait for you here. I'm fighting off the red who's gotten. Oop. Oh, good. I shot Cowgirl. Good. I thought I screwed up my own team member. I'm getting all crazy right. Racer right now.
Flanking him. Let's do this. Take him out!
I couldn't get back in time.
Do you heal automatically over time, or you got to find health somewhere?
So, the first bar is your health. Unfortunately, we are using a texture pack that Disco decided to make called OCD, and it makes your health bar and your you have a health bar and you have a food bar. The first bar on your left is the health bar, and then the bar on your right is your food bar. So if your food bar gets even half of a thing gone, you will not regenerate health anymore. But all if right. your... Oop, crap. Let me go ahead and switch classes. I'm going to switch to...
I just hit tab to see what my score was, but there was nothing but everyone's connections there.
Yes. Yeah. So there are a few things that are not exactly the same. Let me choose.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, man. I was about to apologize for killing Cowgirl Curtis. Then she killed me. I am not comfortable getting my butt handed to me so hard.
I know. It's hard. It's a different game. I'm playing now as the sniper.
Oh, but sniper's all arrows, right?
Sniper's all arrows. So what you get with the sniper is you get a bow that is a power 5 and a punch 1. So they're going to be shot back a little bit, but it's going to hurt them a lot if it connects. Luckily, there are so many people playing in this game that...
You just sit there and... Changing my class.
Oh, man, I just got two people out. Bye. Ouch. I don't move as fast as the scout, which makes me sad.
I'm going to be a demo.
annoying the pants out of everyone.
Oh, it looks like Curly's here to help me out. Oop. I'm going to go over on this side and... Hey! Oh! Oop, oop, oop.
All right.
So are you near spawn? Where are you at?
Yeah, I'm near spawn. And I've got a bow and arrow, and I've got one eye, and I've got potions of explosion. What are they doing outside of their area?
Oh, oh, we got someone hit twice. Oh, man. Oh, half a heart, and I'm dead. Okie dokie. Let me actually change my texture pack because I'm tired of this. I'm going to take a break. I don't have it. Huh. Interesting. Turned it off in 104. Okay, come on. Let's, believe blue team can make a stand. How much time do we have left? Wait, did the timer stop? Because there should be commands throughout the game that tells us how much time we have left.
Every time I go to kill someone, it turns out to be Cowgirl Curtis, and I feel terrible.
She...
Yes. There we go. Oh, I died.
Mm-mm-mm.
Schwood.com was killed by Schwood.com. Nobody to blame but myself.
Did you shoot an arrow up in the air? What happened?
No, I'm playing as the demo man now, so it's what?
Oh, got it.
Tom Z in the chat room says, good kill, Brian.
Good kill, good kill. It's hard.
Vance, let's do this.
Oh, I can't go that way. Oh, 15 minutes remaining, apparently. Apparently, there was a timer that was stuck, and we weren't actually playing with the correct time on screen.
Crazy.
Oops.
Oh, Captain of Outer Space, you're going to eat my bomb? Ah, crap.
Okay, here's Cheeto. I'm wondering if we can... I wonder if we can rush him. So there are some things that are not quite normal in the game. Like, there is no actual Uber that the medic can give to a player. They can give them a strength 2 potion, which is really useful on the heavy, who has a sword, but not exactly what you might want.
Oh, man, Schwood.com was killed by Schwood.com again. Here's the problem with the demo is, I mean, how far can you throw? Can't throw your bombs very far. If you're running, you just run straight into them.
Let me switch characters again. The character selection screen is one of the hardest. I'm going to go ahead and go back with the pyro.
Oh, dang it. I thought I got the captain from Captain of Outer Space. Oh, die you.
So you are a normal Team Fortress 2 player. And how would you say this stacks up inside of a game of Minecraft?
Well, I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like... basically like LARPing. It feels like you've some rudimentary rules, but then you're running around playing pretend Team Fortress 2. Now, keep in mind, I mean, that's fun and it's cool, you know? It's that disconnect. But, of course, if you wanted to play Team Fortress 2, you would play Team Fortress 2. And that's kind of what's nice about this is it has that authenticity where it does feel like you sort of have to, like, for example, the moment... nobody kill anyone on your own team. Like, that's not right. Something you would say in Team Fortress because you would be able to, you know, be able to shoot someone and not have it kill them. Sorry, I'm trying to kill a bunch of these reddies. Damn, red people.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Got iPod later. No, I didn't. Okay. How much time we got left? 6 minutes? Oh, man, that scares me. That we've been going for 30 minutes so far.
We haven't made it past this last one. Look, everybody assemble. Assemble right over here, like at this gate right beforehand. We're going to plow in all at once. Here you go, Chad. Let's not let anyone go. Let's all time this. We're all going to run
let's
in.
Let's do it.
Wait.
Which gate? Back.
No, the gate where we're at. We got to get the rest of our team.
Are you here?
Forward as a team.
Are you next to the medical sign?
Yeah. Why? I could see you. Can you not see me?
No. Unfortunately, this is a bug in 1.4.
Did you feel that?
Okay. Yeah, you're invisible. Yeah, you're totally invisible.
Am I invisible to everyone?
Maybe. It might be. Maybe this can throw the game.
Oh yes.
Okay, me and Cheeto are going to go rush. I'm going to follow Cheeto in this way.
No, Cheeto says he can see me. What a bummer.
Oh.
That would have been awesome.
Let's see if I can relog and if it throws me out of the game or not. Oh, good. It doesn't throw me out of the game. That's wonderful. Hey, look. There you are. Ow.
Sorry. Please don't log into my phone. I blew myself up. This is bad.
Crazy Razor tapping me in the back.
Pants is on my team.
Dang it, pants!
That's Curly. That's our system administrator. It looks like we got a good horde here, and maybe we
all
can.
Right, let's all plow together. Drusifer, wait up! Everybody, wait. We got to regroup.
We got four minutes, and truly, we should have not because apparently something was stuck.
Let's go this way.
Here we go. I'm gonna get cowgirl.
All right,
up. She got me. But apparently she burned to death. Wait, we both got each other at the same time.
Crazy.
Oh, that's screwed up.
I put the hurt on iPod Par.
You know what I've never been is the soldier. I wonder what the soldier has.
Take that, I blow all you up. Hopefully. No, I just died. I burned myself. Or I got burned to death. Ooh.
Oh, I just hit the scout instead of the soldier. But whatever. I like the scout because he runs around like really fast. By the way, if you jump, you go about 20% faster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you want to double tap and then jump.
Yeah.
Get you Captain of Outer States. Boo. This is rough, man. I can't tell how bad I'm getting my butt handed to me.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if I'm really screwed up or not. Like if I'm doing good or if I'm doing really bad and making a fool of myself on the live stream.
I mean, just, you know, if you're wondering if you're making a fool out of yourself, just remember that we're essentially LARPing right now.
Right. Yo, hey, do I like to play Minecraft? Let's see how many folks I can get to follow me. That was not what I wanted.
Kill all y'all! I can't believe I'm not killing anyone.
Yeah, they kind of got a lock on this last.
Yeah, they can run out the timer.
It's because their spawn point is so close. They don't wait any time until they get close.
Usually,
to that spawn point.
The way in Team Fortress 2, when you run into this situation, usually what breaks the gridlock is spies. A bunch of men, and they start tearing it up from the inside. Because in regular TF2, normally you'll three. Turrets, sentries there, set up and running, and it's the spies that break everything up.
Oh, silly chicken making a good go at it.
Yes, I found. Oh, I killed Captain of Outer Space and then died immediately. 1 minute remaining. That sound is somebody.
Oh, but we got it. We got it. It looks like Drew made it. He hit the last point. Heck yeah, we win. That's right. Okay, one more map to go through, and then we've already won 2 out of 3. So yeah, here we go for the last one.
Man, that was pretty impressive.
That was awesome. Drucifer, at the last second, was able to nail it down.
It's so funny, this weird, like, I don't want to say vertigo, but it's like I get confused. Oh, Rit won because we weren't able to plow through. That's fun.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because you only win if you make it through. The offense has to make it through all three maps, but we only made it through two of them, so defense was able to run out time.
Oh, so the time is for all three maps.
Apparently in this, yeah.
Cheeto and T2 are both saying that the timer broke.
I don't know what that means.
And that it was stuck on the second map. Anyway, truly, this is an amazing feat that someone, and on top of, so one, that someone made a map that was Team Fortress 2. Two, that they made rules to play by so that you and your friends can join the map and play Team Fortress 2. And three, that no client-side mods are required. I didn't install anything. Brian didn't install anything. All of this was done with the base version of Minecraft. Yeah, sure, we could have modded our client, and you could have seen some pretty ridiculous stuff happen in Minecraft, but none of this was modded. Absolutely ridiculous. So, Brian, after playing this round, it looks like there may have been some technical difficulties that we needed to work through, but how do you feel about this map in particular?
Well, first of all, I mean, I can't imagine there not being some kind of technical difficulties. I mean, this is a remarkable feat. I'll tell you, man, it was really great having that weird familiar feeling of maps that we knew. But I'm guessing that people who play a lot of Minecraft are accustomed to that, because you guys build places that are meant to look like other places all the time. So that probably is not so novel for you guys. But like at this point, I've logged hundreds and hundreds of hours of playing Team Fortress 2. So that moment of just like that transformation of suddenly realizing, like, wait, I know this place.
Right.
Is really a lot of fun for me.
Right, right. You expect that there is going to be a tunnel in a specific place, and there is. You expect water in a specific area, and there is.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Huge thanks to Seth Bling and Hypixel for making this map awesome, awesome, awesome. I want to thank Brian for sticking around and playing the game with me. Thank you so much, Brian.
Dude, it was a blast, and thank you so much for joining us on NSFW. You were fantastic. And if anyone's watching this show that wants more Chad Johnson, then definitely check out this week's NSFW.
Absolutely. Anything else that you would like to plug? Maybe a scam stuff or something?
I mean, we're putting together a interesting experiment over at scamstuff.com. If you dig my silly show, Scam School, if you want to pick up some stuff to scam your friends at the bar, then head on over to scamstuff.com.
Thank you so much once again. We will see you later, Brian.
Yeah, you got it, boss man. Take care.
So we have come to the end of the episode. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around. If you would like links to any of the maps that we covered in this episode, head on over to omgcraft.com. You can go specifically to this episode page by going to omgcraft.com/13. 13 is the number of the episode we're on. That is quite easy to remember. If you have a tip, a suggestion, something you want to email me about, hit me up at mail@omgcraft.com. If you want to follow us on any social network, there are, of course, links on the website. Huge, huge thanks to T2T2, Cheeto, Demon5, and especially Curly. Good old Curly Pants, who you saw in the game. He server admins everything that we do here at Twit, and specifically for my show, OMG Craft. He puts up with a lot of stuff that we throw his way. He has a normal job, and we're all the time. We're just like, hey, you want to, you know, I don't know, throw up a big old map that we didn't ask you to do before, you know, a few hours before right now. I know that you have your own show that you want to do and all, like, you want to hang out with your sister and stuff. I'd rather you work on my show. So truly, 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 I love you. Like, I seriously love you. Thank you so, so much for helping out. That is it for this episode of OMG Craft. Thank you, everyone who has stuck around. I love you in the chat room as well. You are the best. I will see you in another week or so with OMG Craft. Thanks for hanging out.
Ooh.